Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. We just heard from Jack Pogler about how to protect the money you have. And now we want to find out how to save money when you don't have any. Want to bring in personal finance expert and 30-year United States Air Force officer, Herb Phillips. Hello, Herb. How are you?
Doing great, Jack. Yourself? Scott? This is Jack or Scott? Jack?
This is Jack. Thanks.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Want to talk to you a little bit about your book. Mama always said, pay yourself first. That sounds like a pretty good idea.
It was a good idea. In fact, I took all of Mama's advice and finally put in a book after a lot of urging from my son.
Now, you spent 30 years in the United States Air Force, correct?
That is correct.
And what did you do there?
The money wasn't a lot.
You were a personnel officer?
I was a personnel officer, except for about 3 years in the Missile Holes of Montana.
All right. And then when you left military service, you decided that you were going to become a personal finance expert, right?
Well, basically, when I left, I did a lot of that in the service. But when I left the service, I retired. And I've been retired 15 years, and I've done very well. And that's the enjoyable part. And finally, just through all my investments and saving money over the years, I've been having a beautiful life of luxury since about age 48.
All right. Since 48, you talk about 40-year-olds who struggle becoming independently wealthy by the time they're 50. That must be a heck of a decade. How do they do it?
Well, how they do it is they need to change their priorities and what they're doing. They all make money. The problem is that they're not looking at what they're doing with their money. And if they would just sit there and pay themselves first and get into some investments, and it might be just simple savings to begin with, and then start adding to it and getting into long-term financial goals, that is the key. And they just need to start paying themselves first, and they don't do it. They come up with everything else, you know. I meet people every day, and that's one of the reasons my son wanted me to write the book. He says, Dad, I don't understand it. He says, I got all my friends from college, and they're in their 30s and 40s. And he says, you know, they make $75,000 to $150,000 a year and live in payday to payday. And it's because they've never learned the art of saving.
Mm-hmm.
They never put that money away first and let it grow for them. And it's just as simple as that. And I'm a proven example of it, and that's why he urged me to write the book, and he's doing very well himself now, too. It's just that we get our life priorities mixed up, and that's what's happening in today's life, is everybody's wanting everything. You know, the 20, 30-year-olds, they want what their mom and dad's had, and
right.
They worked 25, 30 years to get it.
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification, that's exactly, and that's the main problem with them. And it doesn't take a lot of money. That's the great part. If you start young, it really doesn't take a lot of money at all, $100 to $150 a month. And just put it away, because I think a lot of people think they're going to live to be 60, 65, and Social Security is going to do it for them. And you know and I know that's not going to happen. The government's not going to take care of us. We have to take care of ourselves. And you are the number one priority. If you're making this money, you need to put it away a little bit for yourself. And then what's left over, do what you want with it. Because then you will have peace of mind that you know that that's taken care of first.
All right. You say pocket change can make you rich. Explain that to me.
Well, pocket change very easy can make you rich. You know, I sit here and all the change I get every day, I throw in a jar and I say, ain't nothing about it. Every 3 or 4 months, I pick up $400 to $500 in pocket change. That if it was, you know, then if I take that money and put it in a bank and make it a straight base, then I can add to it. There's all kinds of money laying out there. We call them lazy dollars that we don't do anything with because we just don't stay on top of it or think about it.
Herb, what do you tell people and a lot of young people who say, hey, I am just struggling. I mean, I got to pay back my loans.
Mm-hmm.
I've got trying to get a house. I don't have a lot of money for savings.
If they will turn around and change their priority to take the money out for savings, they will find the money to do those other things they want to do. Once they take care of their basic need of saving, again, you, like I said, you're the most important person there is. And if you don't take the time to protect yourself, you're going to be living payday to payday. My father's a perfect example. I mean, my father's, you know, he's 85 years old, and he literally lives payday to payday. Just the other day he called me up. I got a problem. I said, what is it, Dad? He says, my car broke down. Well, get it fixed. Well, I ain't got the money to fix it. It's because he never saves his money. He spends every dime he gets, and if you give him a credit card, he'll run those things up too. My mother, on the other hand, completely different. You know, I can always say, I can give them both $5. Mom will come back, you know, with $100 or $200. Dad will come back on $1,000.
Well, you can have a sequel to your book. Mama always said, pay yourself first. Daddy said, I already spent it.
Exactly. You could. But I always found with sequel books, you know, they're not as good as the first one. Everyone I've read, whenever, you know, you get a good guy out there writing some good books on finances, and there are some good people out there, you know, Ramsey's a good guy. They're all good people. They talk about the right things. My book is basically for people that are wanting to start out and never learned how to save, period. You know, I don't go into the long, the big investments. That's for somebody else. They want to handle what to put their money in. I give some hints in my book about that. I spent about 50 pages on where you can find money when you say you don't have money. I mean, we all spend, you know, I take people out there, you know, and I'm not going to knock anybody who smokes or drinks, because I do a little bit of that myself. But when you're sitting there, cigarettes, like in New York, I heard the other day, are $77 a carton, you know, and you say you don't have any money. Well, yeah, you're spending probably $300-$400 a month on smoking. You know, maybe tame it down a little bit. Or if you're sitting there going out and partying with the guys, you know, that was my son's problem. I mean, in college, you know, the guy went on the 5-year program and majored in Spanish. So that meant he did a lot of beer drinking. Now, he's changed a lot of that over the years. So it's a matter of setting your priorities and what do you want out of life. And I know the younger people out there, they don't think about the future. They think, oh, okay, I'm not going to make it to retirement. What do you mean age 60? They can't think that far ahead. They need to, because what happens is they wake up one day, they're 50 or 60, and they want to know where the 20, 30 years went that they could have been putting a little money back.
Well, we all know about the laws of compound interest and what happens when you start early with something like
that. Oh, it's tremendous. And the compound interest, I talk about that in a book, and that's another thing in my book. What I do is I don't give you the definition with the high jargon and that scares people. Like, I don't understand that. I do it by parables or stories. And I tell stories in there to give you an example of compound interest, or give you an example of dollar cost averaging.
How do people get the book, Herb?
It's easy to get the book. They can go to Borders, or they can go to Barnes & Noble.
Amazon.com.
Order it there if they don't have it in stock.
Yeah.
Or they can go online and get it. And or if last resort, they can come to my website, www.mamaalwayssaidbook.com.
Mama always said book.
MamaAlwaysSaidBook.com.
Right. Herb Phillips, our guest, 30 years in the United States Air Force, now personal finance expert.